You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever. And we've been talking about the way the kingdom of God operates, which is so important because there's too many people out there right now not receiving from God and being sold a lie that the reason they're not receiving from God is, quote unquote, it might not be God's will or all that other trash. And we can, that would be like this. Well, I tell you what, let's look at what this scripture says and then we'll kind of go into that. In Mark chapter 4, we've been talking about Jesus is explaining the way the kingdom of God operates. He's just told the parable of a sower. If you've missed any part of this, I strongly, please go to KurtOwen.com. Subscribe to the podcast, listen to the messages over and over, watch them over and over, and please like them. If it's the podcast, not after you subscribe, write a review. If you're listening to the podcast right now, please stop and write a review. If you're watching on YouTube, then click follow or alert or whatever it is you're supposed to click. Go to Facebook. Get these things down on the inside of you. Our partners make it possible for us to do this for you absolutely free of charge. Take advantage of it because there's so much I've covered that is so important to your life. And especially if you're wanting to succeed in every area of life, which is the will of God for you, you need to hear everything that I've taught. Okay? But we're starting here. And I made some startling statements last time, but in verse 10, Jesus is beginning to, in verse 13, he's beginning to expand this on this parable. And he says, if you don't understand this parable, how then will you understand all the parables? Remember, we looked at Matthew 6 and in Luke 10, and we saw how really there's only one thing needful. Jesus says, don't worry about your life or any of that other stuff. Seek first the kingdom of God. And then Jesus makes a statement. He says, hey, there's only one thing needful. That's what he was trying to say, is there's only one thing needful. And and people are sitting there saying, yeah, but there's not just one thing needful. I need to take care of my kids. I need to take care of my family. I need to take care of these other things. And yet Jesus is saying, no, there's only one thing needful. And you don't understand that. You don't understand why there's only one thing that is needful. Okay, and the reason you don't understand it is exactly what he's saying here. You don't understand this parable. And if you don't understand this parable, you're not going to understand anything he's doing. Because the truth of the matter is when Jesus says to you, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, when he tells you there's only one thing needful, to sit at his feet and hear his word, right? That you shouldn't worry about anything, ever. And just get in the word. And people are like, yeah, but what is that going to do? It's going to do exactly what he said here. It's going to change your life forever. Because the very next verse is, the sower sows the word. Why? Why is that? Why is he saying seek first the kingdom of God? Why is he saying there's only one thing needful? That is to sit at his feet and hear his word. It's real simple. Because that is the word, that word sown into you. If you will contend for it. If you'll get out of the first two grounds and the third ground that and you'll end up in the fourth ground, then it will change your life forever. And that word will produce 30, 60, and 100 fold. But there's too many people, going back to something I started, there's too many people out there in churches that are telling you, well, you prayed and you didn't receive it because it wasn't God's will for you to have it. That's like saying that you stood by a field and never sowed any seed, and you're sitting there looking at the field, and you're saying, I don't understand why I don't have any watermelons, and somebody walking by, some dear soul, completely ignorant of the things of God, and say, well, brother, That's because it wasn't God's will you have watermelon. That's not why you don't have watermelon. You don't have watermelon because you didn't plant any watermelon. You didn't sow any watermelon. You didn't water the watermelon. You didn't fertilize the watermelon. And then ultimately, you've got to harvest off of the watermelon. And see, that's exactly, there's so many people out there in life that they're, and we're talking about this third ground here, right? And this is a big one in verse 19. The cares of this world, Now these are the ones sown among thorny ground or among thorns. These are the ones who hear the word and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches and the desires of other things entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. The word was beginning to produce fruit, but your worry choked it out. People say, well, nothing can stop the word of God. Not true. Your worry can. Your worry can take the word of God and choke it out. Because when you're worrying, you're trusting in whatever you're worrying about more than you're trusting in that word you laid hold of. You need to do not let worry. You need to make sure that the worry doesn't choke the word, but you should let the word choke out the worry. Nope, I'm not going to worry. I've got the word. Now, there's a reason you shouldn't worry. Now, really, if you will be honest with yourself, this will explain why you haven't received from God. Because when you said amen, well, let's say that you did sow the word. Okay, let's say you're in this. The word got sown. You're going to a good church. You know, today we want to encourage you. Find a local church to begin to go to. If you're on the Treasure Coast, we have three locations right now. We're helping out at a church in Palm Beach, but we've got a church in Clewiston, Florida, and a church in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And you're welcome there. But if you're not, if you're in one of the other markets we're on, or you're watching on the internet, or you're listening to the podcast, contact us. We want you to get into a strong local church. These messages are not the local church. And listen, unless you're a pastor, I'm not your pastor, right? Because if you're in Kansas listening to me, I'm not your pastor. We hadn't started a church there yet that I know of at this broadcast. I don't know. Maybe God will speak to us or something. But right now, we don't have that, okay? You need to be in a good, strong local church listening to these things that, where the word is being sown into you. But after the word gets sown, you've got to refuse to worry. You've got to refuse to give place to worry. Yeah, but there's certain things in life you should just worry about. No. In fact, I'm getting back to this. I used to be more strict about it, and I kind of got off of it, and I need to get back to it. When people tell me, take care, no thank you. I'm not taking any care because I have been told there's only one thing I need to major on. That's spending it Jesus and his word. Yeah, but you need money. I need Jesus first. There's only one thing needful. Jesus will bring the money. Well, you need healing. No, I'll spend time with Jesus. He'll bring the healing. You need peace. I'll spend time with Jesus. He'll bring the peace. I need for my kids to serve God. I'll spend time with Jesus and he'll show me. And he'll help me to get my children serving God. Only one thing needful. Yeah, but I just don't understand it. I understand. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? Now, I want you to see something else about the cares of this world. Go with me to, let's go to 1 Peter. And we're going to be in chapter 5. And we'll start in verse 5. It says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive one to another and be clothed with humility. And he explains this. God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Let's be clear about this. There's only one thing I know that can stop the grace of God, and that's pride. Pride will stop the grace. And for all, listen, I am a grace preacher. I'm a faith teacher. But I can tell you this, you get in pride, the grace of God stops. People say, well, I'm not in any pride. Well, notice what he says here. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. You know, a lot of times people think humility is to talk like they're a dog. You know, like Mephibosheth with David. What are you to look upon such a dead dog as I? That is not true humility. True humility is to cast all of your worries and all of your anxieties over on God. Because ultimately, you're not big enough to fix it. And you acknowledge that. You're not big enough. You've run into a financial need that's more than all the people that you know of. You don't know anybody that's got that kind of money. You run into a sickness and disease that's bigger than the doctors you've been talking to. And you worrying, what is that going to do? You're trying to solve your own problem. You're sitting there worried about it, and that's you're in pride. Because you're not God. You can't fix it. Well, yeah, but that's not why I'm worried. I'm concerned. That's a subtle way of saying I'm worried. True humility. If you want the grace of God to flow to you, you've got to cast the whole of your care over on Him. You got to. Because while you're holding on to it, He's not. And again, if you think about it, this is the reason people don't receive from Him. Because think about how many Christians out there you know that worry. They pray in worry. They quote the Word in worry. They go to church in worry. And what's happening? It's all pride. Yeah, well, I'm not in pride. I trust God. I'm just worried. No, because if you trust God, that should eliminate the worry. This is the reason it's important to be a member of a strong local church that reminds you to have faith in God, believe Him, trust Him, and refuse to worry. Go to church tonight. If you're watching it during the day, go to church this Sunday. Find a place and hear the Word over and over again. Let them sow that Word down. And then once you hear it, refuse to worry. Because it will produce a harvest. We're going to talk more about this, about why you shouldn't worry. We'll talk about this next time. Listen to Michael for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but He also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please Him, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994.